And here you are. You're listening to this because you are tense. And you can feel that tension in your muscles, and you can notice it in your breathing, and other people notice it in the expression on your face and the expression in your voice. So as we begin, I just want you to notice that you are breathing, and that your breathing is perhaps a little quicker, a little lighter, a little more pronounced than it would be if you were simply relaxed, if you were simply breathing in and out deeply and naturally. And so, because you know that we are going to deal with what is stressing you, you can let go of some of that breath, and you can make that breathing just a little more natural, a little more relaxed. And you can notice as you breathe in and out that the muscles in your face are beginning to relax just a little, that the muscles in the back of your neck and through your shoulders and all the way down into your fists are just a little more comfortable, a little more easy. And as you sit there, breathing in and out and listening to my voice, I want you to think about those feelings and that situation, that one that brought you here, that one that has you stressed and anxious. And I want you to become more precise in naming that thing that is driving you now. Because it may be that you are angry, and there are times in your life when you have been angry, and you can think of one of those times now, a time when you were genuinely good and mad, a time when you deserved to be good and mad, a time when being good and mad served you well. And I want you to just step lightly into that situation, seeing it happen as though it were a movie, as though it were happening to somebody else, somebody who looks and sounds like that long ago you that was good and mad and that deserved to be angry, that was right to be angry, that had the right to be angry, that earlier you that was angry and made it work. And I want you to watch that long ago you and notice how they're handling the anger, how it changes their expression and their movements. And I want you to become completely engaged as though you were watching a really good film, a movie that completely engrossed your attention. And I want you to notice, to study everything about that person who is so good and mad. And then I'd like you to just let that screen go dark. Let that movie end, knowing that it worked out, and come all the way back into yourself. And in yourself, you can begin to notice that there are parts of you that are good and mad now. There are elements of that person's body that are in your body. Ways of holding yourself, ways of breathing, expressions on your face that tell you that there is a connection to that person who is good and mad. And yet, possibly, that is not all of you. That is not everything you are. And as you step into that state right now of being good and mad, I want you to step into it as you would step into a pair of jeans you were trying on at a store and notice where it fits and where the fit is not quite right. And then, as naturally and easily as you would step out of those jeans that did not belong to you, I want you to step out of that state of anger and stand there, back, where you were, breathing a little more naturally now, but aware of that situation that brought you here. And now I'd like you to think of another time. And this time, you weren't angry, you were scared. You were scared because a situation seemed bigger than you or hurtful, because it intimidated you, because there was more of it than you thought you could handle. And I want you to notice from a distance that you can hear the sounds of that situation now, as though it were a radio play. And maybe the sounds of that person who sounded like you did in that situation. The sound of that voice might make your heart move a little faster now, might shorten your breathing. And you'll notice it's very easy to be drawn into your fear, and so you will shake it right off and turn it into a picture, and not even a moving picture, but just a still photograph of that time you were scared. And I want you to look at that. And I want you to say, I was scared and I survived. I was scared and I got through it. Life is scary and we live it. And with that assurance, holding that photograph that has now magically changed into that photograph of the person survived being scared, the person who came out the other end of that situation. And you can hold that photograph in your hand as you step into the feelings you're experiencing now and notice what part of you is scared. And just identify it. Just let that part of you be scared, knowing it's not all of you. Most of you is listening to my voice. Most of you is analyzing and considering. Most of you is trying to do the right thing now, and only a part of you is scared. And I'd like you to shake that off. Just let go of it. Put the picture away. So here you are. Maybe you are somewhat angry. Maybe you are a little bit scared. Maybe you are more of one or the other, or maybe you are a mixture of those and other things. But here you are. And as you take a deep breath, I want you to notice that just by stepping out of the situation long enough to notice, to pay attention to the impact it's having on you, to give names to the feelings you are experiencing, you have become stronger, quieter, more ready to think and to look. And as you think and as you look at that situation that brought you here, I want you to make it into a still-framed photograph, and I want you to hold it out, or maybe even put it in a frame across the room so that you are looking at it from a distance. And I want you to see it clearly, but small and away from you. I want you to think about it. Just think. You don't have to feel. You don't even have to talk. You just have to consider deeply while you breathe. Deeply, that the situation exists. And as you look at that picture that is small and clear and across the room, that picture that is outside of you and different from you, I'd like you to allow yourself to become aware that there is a part of you in your core, that is absolutely certain what it is you want in this situation. That is absolutely clear on everything that is realistic and yet holds on to the best possible outcome for you. And I want you to breathe into that outcome and breathe through that outcome and let that outcome inhabit your body and your mind, becoming clear and firm and real. And as it does, I want you to look at that picture across the room, and I want you to watch it become bigger and brighter as it changes to a picture of this firm outcome that is now held in your core and reaches out through you to make the projection onto that frame across the room. And whenever it is difficult to hold the picture of that best possible outcome, take a deep breath and let your breath flow down into the real outcome, the one that you hold in your core, the one that is projecting out towards that situation, towards that frame. And breathe in light. And breathe out light that moves through your outcome and projects it into the world. And breathe in hope. And let hope become light and let light push down through that outcome, projecting it out into the world. And just sit. Your eyes focused on that frame that is across the room. That picture of that situation that's shifted to a picture of the best possible outcome. And whenever it wavers, simply breathe in the light and let the light move down through that outcome so that it shines more clearly onto the frame. Just hold it. Notice that the energy that brought you here is now the energy of light, light that shines through and from that outcome, projecting it out into the world. And you can continue to breathe with energy, with passion, knowing that this is how outcomes become real, that the energy and light that you breathe into your core moves through those outcomes and projects them out. And you can become aware that although you do not have a path all the way to that outcome now, you do know the next step, the thing you must do, the thing you must feel, the state you must hold to move you, the next step towards that outcome that is going to be real in the world. And so, with your focus on your outcome, knowing the next step that you will take, return to your day, hopeful, energized, and ready to do one small thing. To give yourself one small treat that will serve as a reminder that you can have what you want, that you can do what you want, and that you can bring what you want into your world.